Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Nida, daf Ayin Beis, the second to last daf in Maseches Nida, the second to last daf in Talmud Bavli. Unbelievable as we continue our march, but as we always say, a finishing always marks a new beginning. So we're not just counting down to a Siyum, but we're counting down by the Hashem to a Haschala by the Hashem. We hope to, again to see everybody Thursday night. In Teaneck, 7:30, we'll start with Mincha in Beth Abraham and Rabbi Neuberger Shul, and the program will continue, Bez Hashem, with the Siyum Mesudas Mitzvah, and followed by the Shir on Brachas Dav Beis, followed by Ma'ariv. Okay, let us get back into the Gemara, Nida, Ayin, Aleph, Amud Beis. We'll start with the Gemara. The Mishnah just said yesterday, discussing a Yosheves Aldam Tohar. Yosheves Aldam Tohar is what's called a Tevulas Yom Aruch. As Chazal say, an extended Tvul Yom, the only example of its kind. Usually a Tvul Yom is someone who goes to the mikvah and is waiting for Shkia to begin. Maybe that's a connection between the end of Shas and the beginning of Shas, because the beginning of Shas also talks about the Tvul Yom of a Kohen. So where he's shown how you all remember, so originally they used to say Yosheves Aldam Tohar had a certain status, they changed it, okay, but Beisham and Beisel both agreed, the last Mishnah said, that we did, that she's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, and she can designate Challah as long as she does not touch it, and Beisham and Beisel had a Machlokas at the end of the Mishnah, whether she requires a Tefillah at the end of her Yemei Tohar. Good. Says the Gemara, D'Amar Mar. How do we know that she can eat ma'aser, because we have a statement that says Tavava Allah Ochaba Ma'aser, right when she is Ola from the Tefillah, she is Ochaba Ma'aser. If you want to be Medayik, Tavava Allah Ochaba Ma'aser, the Kesef Mishnah that we've quoted in the past from on the Rambam points out, has the discussion whether a person is Tahar after they go up from the mikvah or while they're still inside the mikvah. Well, can she eat Maaser Sheni while she's still in the mikvah? It's only when she comes out. So many times we have Tava Va'ala. Tava Va'ala. Is that just a practical issue that, well, they're not eating in the mikvah? Or is it halachically that you have to have the aliyah before one partakes? That's interesting. Tava Va'ala Ochala Maaser. Good. V'kotza l'chala. And she's allowed to designate, cut off chala and designate it. We have the Machlokas Rashi and Chachmei Sfarad, whether separating it, putting it into a kli, and then putting it next to the rest of the challah, is that good enough for min hamukaf? Rashi says, yes, that's min hamukaf. Ramban says, no. Ramban, the Ritva, say, no, that's not good enough. Maybe the Ritva says on Daf Zayin, maybe it's good enough for truma and for other min hamukaf, but for challah, it's ariso sechem. Having a kli would represent the chatzitza, it's not good enough. And the Aruch Laner defended Rashi and said, no, those mishnayis and challah that they quote against Rashi is only by tsiruf l'shir, to be mitzarif, all of the dough for the shir, hamachayev es b'challah, so that might require a higher standard of tziruf. But in terms of calling it min hamukaf, after you have a shir, so that would be okay in a kli. So, v'kosa l'challah, says the Gemara, chulin, atzvon l'challah, lav k'challah damu. Chulin, why is this allowed? She's touching the dough that is going to be challah, so we say it doesn't matter. Chulin, that is tabel for challah, is not called challah, does not have the status of challah, and she, a tvul yom, can touch that tevel, that chulin, that is not challah yet. Uma kefes. And then she is makavas damar mar mitzvah l'trumah and mukaf. As we said, it's a mitzvah to determine a mukaf. This is a machlokas rishonim in Maseches Gittin, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. Rashi in Gittin daf lamed holds that this is a din d'rabanan. Why? Because if you're not trumah and mukaf, we're worried that maybe you will be toreim on something for the fruit that are not here now. They're at home, and really they got destroyed, or they're rotted through, or somebody, some animal ate them. So that's why midrabanan, you have to do an amukaf. Tosfos there seems to say it's really a din de oraisa. Why would it be d'oraisa? What's the svara on a d'oraisa level? It has to be one sada. Hafrasha, by definition, has to be mafresh from something. If the item's not there, it's a physical thing. It's not just a halachic effect that's gonna be on the item, on the produce. It's a physical thing. You have to have afrasha from the larger item, and therefore min hamukaf would be required on a daraisa level, at least on a lachachila level. V'kari l'shem, and then afterwards she does kriya shem. Sakada the chamina nigzar dilmas the min gabam yavro kamash v'lan. The chiddush is that I might think that she might have to touch it. Say, but we wouldn't allow her to do this. Kamash v'lan, she can do this. She can separate it while she is a tful yom. V'nafal meiroka, and again, there's a lot more there. We'll see at the end of this time in terms of the hafrasha and the bracha on the hafrasha, and one of the makaros for saying a berachas hamitzvah standing up is by hafrasha schala. Okay, we'll see what there's time for as we continue. V'nafal meiroka, if one of her liquids falls on it, Roka and Dam Tara on the Kikar of Chuma, if something falls on it. So the Mishnah says that Aina, it's not a problem, right? It's Tahar. It's not like the Mayanos of a Zava. It's not like that. It's not, because the Mishnah says in Tvul Yom, on the side it says that that not this whole line is not in the Mishnah there, at least part of it. It's not. Mashke Tvul Yom Kimashke Hanoge Abohem. The mashkin, the liquids that come out of a Tvul Yom, is like the liquids that they touch. Doesn't have this, their status. The status, like an azava, the liquids that come out, mayanos of azav, are also of osatuma. But here, the mashkev etzvul yom is like liquids that they touched. Ve'elu ve'elu, einon mitamin, and both of them are not mitame, chutz mimashke hazav, shuavatuma. Except for mashkev azav, the gra takes out the last three words, shuavatuma. Right, either way, mashkev azav are these liquids of a tful yom. This type of tful yom of an isha, that is Yosheva Saldam Tohar, she does not have that, her liquids do not have that status. Last section, Beishamai, Beimachlokas, we had in the Mishnah whether she requires a tevila ba'achrona after her days of Yemei Tohar. Again, we noted, we put this together, it's not a stira, but it's somewhat interesting that putting this together with the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Perek, Bidos Kusim, that parak was all about the different statuses of different people's bloods. Remember, it started off with Bidos Kusim and Bidos Stukim, and then Dam Avodas Kochavim. So in that Mishnah, Daf Lamed Daled, the Mishnah spoke about Dam Yoledes Shelo Tavla, the Dam Avod Yoledes that never went to the mikveh after day 7 or 14. So Beis Shammai says that Dam is only Tameya Midrabanan, because after all, it's after the days of Tumah Arab. And Beis Shammai says, no, Metame Lach V'Yavesh, which means that you need Yomim V'Tevila. You need that Tevila. And here Beis Shammai says, you don't need the Tevila Bachrona. So Beis Shammai says you need that tefila is definitional to end Yemei Tumah, but it's not definitional to end Yemei Tohar. Right? Ein esrichat tefila b'achrona. While Beis Shammai kind of says the opposite. Good. So Beis Shammai my binayu amarav katino tefil yom arach yigaminayu. So Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, what's the difference between them? Tefilas yom arach, meaning is she really called a tefil yom that would need a tefila b'achrona? Says the Mishnah. Haroev, this is the last Mishnah in Shas. Rabosai, here we are. Haroev yom achadasar vitavla la'erev. We know that the 11 and 7 days are a misara that we have learned about a number of times in the Masechta. 7-11, a woman has her first re'iyah in her life. She becomes a nida, no matter what. She sees, she doesn't see for 7 days. After those 7 days, the next 11 days are Yemei Ziva, where halacha assumes that it is not a natural flow, but it is some type of sickness, and therefore if she sees during these 11 days, she becomes a zava. If she sees one day during these 11 days, she is a shomeris yom keneged yom. She has to wait one naki day parallel as a shmira for the one re'iyah day previously. If she sees 2 days, then she also needs one naki day, shomeris yom keneged yom. Only if she sees 3 days straight do we say then she is a zava gedola. She has to bring a karbon and she has to wait 7 clean days. That's the regular din of a zava. The question that we're going to deal with now for in the Mishnah and today's first Amud is what happens if a woman has a re'iyah towards the end of these 11 days. Let's say on day 11. Let's assume like Rov Rishonim, not like the Rambam. Remember the Rambam had 7-11, 7-11 kavua throughout a woman's life, and Rov Rishonim, Rashi, and others said, no, that's not true. After a woman becomes a Zava, Gedola, she does not go back to being a Nida until she has Shiva Nikiyim. But what happens, asked the Mishnah, and the Gemara deals with it, if a woman sees on the last day of the 11 days, or the second to last day, as we'll see, because those kind of re'iyos, that will never turn into a zava gedola, because it's at the end of her days. So say she sees on day 11, and then she sees on day 12, which is really the first day of her yemei nida, so that will put her in a state that okay, she was a Zava Katana, and then she was a Shomeres Yom Kereged Yom, but then she saw in her days of Nida. So the question that we're going to deal with is, what is the halacha in terms of her Tumah, and in terms of her being with her husband? Because we know a Zava is also Asura to be with her husband, not only is she Tumeya. So says the Mishnah, Haroa Yom Achadasar. If she sees, a woman sees on day 11, Vitavla La'erev, and then she goes to the mikvah, Vitavla La'erev, she goes to the mikvah that night. Umishamsha, she's not supposed to go to the mikvah, she sees on day 11, she's not supposed to go to the mikvah until the next day. The next day, when she counts Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she counts one day, she goes to the mikvah, she's a Tful Yom, she waits till that night. Let's say she didn't wait till that night. She was Tovelas that night, and she was with her husband. What is the halacha? She did not wait one day of Shmira. But on the other hand, the next day is going to be Nida days anyway. So what's the halacha? So Beishamai Omer, Mitamin Mishkav Umoshav, V'chayavin Bekarban. Beishamai says that she is still Tmeya De'oraisa. And it is Aser, Chayavin Bekarban, she's Chayavin Bekarban, that she was with her husband on a Daraisa level. Rashi says, "Afilu ba'ala mitam mishkav moshav." Even her husband, mitam in is plural. It's of course the husband is called the boel zava. Latame ochlo namashkin shu kabal shomeres yom kedeged yom yom yud alav ba'i shimur. The 11th day, yes, it will never turn into a zava gadola, but it requires shimur. And therefore, if she jumps the gun and her husband jumps the gun, they are both mitam mishkav moshav. Meaning they make their, what they sit on and what they lean on, Tamei, Ava, Tumah Darai, so they have a carbon and they're chayev a carbon. Ubeis Hillel, Potem, Petur, Menach, Carbon. Ubeis Hillel says, no, you're not chayev a carbon. In this case, because on a Daraisa level, she does not need a Yom Shmira, because this can never turn into a Zava Gadola. Rashi points out, though, that Beis Hillel seems to only argue on the carbon element, but not on the tuma element. Avalinya tuma moda midra banan lahachmir, regarding the tuma, we're machmir that they are tamei midra banan, because gzera yom yud alef atu toch yud alef yom. We're worried that if we allow this, then they might do the same thing within yud alef, within the 11 days, and that would be a problem, because then they are tamei d'oraisa. So therefore, at least on the tuma level, Beis Hillel agrees. The Achronim point out that the Mishnah talks about the case, what if they're together that night? What happens if they're together that day? What if she goes to the mikvah and she's with her husband that day and they don't see again? She doesn't see again. But they're together that day. So the Chazon Ish is medayik from the Rambam that would not be good enough, even for Beis Hillel. The Rambam writes in Isurei Bia Yud Vav Yud Zayin. Isurei Bia Vav Yud Zayin. The Rambam writes this case. Umahu Zav Shakasav HaTorah. He talks about what is a Zav. Okita Zuvan Idasa Shemra Shlosha Yamim. She's talking about really a Zava. What is a Zava? Shemra Shlosha Yamim Samach Lenidasa Harezu Zava. Kigon Sharasa Bishmini Lenidasa Vitshi Vasiri. If a woman sees day 8, 9, and 10, the first 3 days of her Ziva, Shein Rishon Vishani Vishlishi Meha Acharas Yom Shein Yimei Zivasa. Rasa Dam. And here's our case now. So if she sees 3 days in between, she's a Zava. Rasa Dam Ba'achadasar Mimei Zivasa. What if she sees on day 11? Vitavla la'erev shehulel shneimasar v'shibsha mitasa. Our case of the Mishnah. Af api shehi tameya ubo ala tamei va'osin mishkav v'moshav. Even though there's tumah, einam chayav and karis. They're not chayav karis. Which tips us off already to say that this is only tumah d'rabbanan. Even though there's tumah, like Rashi says, there's no chayiv karis. Mipnei she'ein yom shneim asar mitztarif liyom echad asar la'asos hazava. Because day 12 will not be mitztarif to day 11 to make her into a zava. Ho'ila la tevilas leil zeh lahatzila min hakarban. So because of that, tevila of this night saves her from the karban. The Chazon Ish is medayik, tevila of this night. But tefillah, had she gone of that day, that would not be good enough. Says the Chazon Ish, why not? Sha'af shein sricha shimur mikal makom yom hara'iya kulo tame. Kamo kol nida toch shiva. That day is already labeled as nidus, and therefore that has effect until the night. Right? That's the Chazon Ish's diyuk in the Rambam. But again, they jumped the gun, so therefore there's at least tuma on a derabanan level. Tavla. Now back to the Mishnah. Tavla b'yom shel achrav v'shim shes beis v'akach rasa. Let's go one level down. What if she waited till the next day? She waited until the next day that she was Tovelos on day 12, which is her day 1 of Nida, and then she was Mishameshes as Besa, she was with her husband, and then she was Roa that day. Right? She was with her husband during the day, as we had earlier, it's not a good idea, Daf Tezayin, Daf Yudzayin, we had that earlier in the Masechta, and Vakach Rasa, then she was Roa. So usually, if it was within the 12 days, then this uproots what was. So uproots that she, this is not a Yom Re'iyah, now she's a potential another, she writes Yom Keneged Yom. So what happens in that case? But it goes one level down, because today was day 12. Beishamei Omer Metamin Mishka V'Moshav Upeter Menakarban. Beishamei holds what Beisil held earlier. Goes one step down. Tumah D'Rabbanan, but no Karban. O Beisil Omer, Beisil says, no, it's not even Tumah D'Rabbanan. We just say Hareze Gargaron. We just say this woman and man are a Gargaron. What's Gargaron? A glutton? It means this is something that should be stayed away from. It's a somewhat usser. Because if they do this, then they might be mitragel to do this even during the 11 days. Rashi says gargaron means memaher lachto shemayago b'kach toch yud alef yom avolinyan tuma tar. Regarding tuma, it would be tar gargaron. We'll get to more about gargaron when we get to it. That's shem anamid base. But that is the next level down. Umodim, but both agree beroe b'toch yud alef yom v'tavol la'erev v'shimsha. What if it was during the 11 days? Let's say on day 6, and then she was Tovelas that night, Vishimshum Shameshes is baseless, then Beis Hill would agree that it's one level up. Shemitam and Mishka Vamosha Vachayavan Bakarban, because she didn't have one Yom Shmira there. Shouldn't have a Yom Shmira there, so therefore there is Chayavis Bakarban if it is a Shogig, right? If it's a Chayavis A Karban Chatas. Tavla Vyom Shal Achra Vishimsha, but if she was Tovelas on the day of the Shmira, let's say she's on day 7, now on day 8, she went to the mikvah, and she was with her husband, so that, hareza tarbazra, that is a bad idea. Why? It's not going to be us like the night before, because she already had some yom of the Shmira day under her belt, and therefore that counts, as we'll talk about at length in a minute, mixas hayom kakulo. Mix yom kakulo, we assume, starts in the morning, so as long as some of the day has already passed, Be tahara, so it's not going to be chayav karban yet, but she's got to wait. Umaga anu beilasan tului, and everything else is tului, is hanging in the balance. If she has another re'iyah, if she has a re'iyah that day, then that uproots, and therefore she is going to be chayav karban, and all her taharos are going to be tameos. If she doesn't see till the night, so then it will be okay. Just one little question before we get into the larger issue, and that is beilasan tului, and their bia is tali. What does it mean? Again, this last case is Shomeres Yom that's with, goes to the mikvah, is with her husband before nightfall, and we're waiting to see if she has another re'ir or not. So Be'ilasan Teluyin, Rashi says, Le'inyin Karban. That's regarding the Karban, meaning if she ends up being a roe again today, if she ends up having another re'ir, so then she and her husband are going to be Chayav Karban, Pasha Zachatas. The Aruch Laner asks a question which he does not answer, and that is, I don't understand. She's going to be Chayevas a Karba now? What type of Hasra'a did she get? Karban means Beshogeg, but that's always parallel to had she have done a B'mezid. Rashi says, B'ilah Salin Yin Karban, Shibtira Chayevim B'Karban, V'Motira P'turim B'Karban, V'Chayim Pasak Arambam, the Aruch Laner points out, the Rambam also says in Yisrei Bia, Shibtira V'Chayevim B'Karban, V'Kasha Li, yes, the Aruch Laner a question, which he does not answer. If there was hasra'a for Malkus, there's an affinity, we know, between Malkus and Kares and Chatas, the first Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. There's an affinity between them. So, Pshita, Dim Hisra, Mishnah, Malkus, Eino Loka. If the husband and wife would have gotten hasra'a for Malkus at this time before the Bia, they wouldn't have received Malkus. Why? Because it's hasra'a Safik. We don't know if this is an Isra or not. Shevishas Bi'ila have Asra Safek. It's a Hasra where there is still something that is not clear. Shemalo Tire. Vehecha Shalaha Musra Hu Safek Im Yachol Lava Lidei Isser L'Kuliyam Asra Safek L'Oshma Asra. And according to everybody, if the Musra, if the one who is getting Asra, it's a Safek whether he will come to the Isser, everybody agrees. Asra Safek L'Oshma Asra. Quotes the Tosis in Ksupis. V'im Kain Minale De Kares Ika. So if there's not going to be Malkus here, who says this Kares? The Dilma Loksiv Kares El Ba'al HaNida Vadai. Maybe the Isser of Baal Nida or Baal Zava is only where there's a Vadai Nida or Vadai Zava. V'hacha Safik Nida Hi. Shemelo Tireh. V'imleka Kares. It's like two steps. If there's no Malkus, then Pashas, there's not going to be Kares. If there's not going to be Kares, there's not going to be a carbon. V'imlekha karis v'adai gam chadas lekha. T'rak echa there's no karis. Shiga gaso chadas. K'dam rinim b'reish krisus. Right, little dummy. And this is not like, don't compare this to a case in Hashem Talui. I Hashem Talui, you're chayav a carbon, even if it's a suffix. No, but here the suffix is that you know this, especially according to the Manda Amr, what we hold, ikva isura. Ba'achal suffix chaylov, the maybe Hashem Talui. V'yakach nodolo shachal chaylov, vadai, shemevi chatas. If you know afterwards that you're going to bring a chatas, you say, why? Because there, hayamavura akapanim the chaylev hu. V'shayach bazez dono karis im hayamavura gamlo. Avalhacha I efshar shihayamavura b'shaz be'ila in tira. Achrechei, you don't know the future. By Hashem Talui, you just don't know a present reality. But we just don't know it, but it's true, whatever it is. But here, it's not even true yet. Just worry about the future. And then he says, in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam seems to say Hashem Talui, Nachatas, but look in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam Pasha says Chatas. And Rashi says Karbon, which Pasha means Chatas. So he just leaves a Betzarach Iyun, why in our Mishnah, Be'ila son Teluyin would mean Karbon, he'd be Chayv a Karbon later. The Aruch Lenar does not know why he'd be Chayv a Karbon in that case. Number one. The larger issue that we're going to talk about right now, which is one of the major sugyas, doesn't talk about it so much in the Gemara, but one of the major sugyas that are implicitly in this context is miksas hayom kekulo. Right, the Mishnah says that if the bia was done at night, so it's a more chomer state. Beishamai says even if it's after day 11, that's a daraisa. Beisil says that's a drabanan. Even Beisil would agree that if it's within the 11 days, if it's within the 11 days, so that is a daraisa. Though if you would wait, meaning tumah daraisa with a karban, though if you would wait the next day, it's tluyin. It goes down a level. So that is the sugya of miksas hayom kekulo, which it is a discussion in Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph. Tosas quotes it in Dibur Maskil HaRoeh. There is a discussion whether Sviras Erev is a Svira, whether a little at night counts, but Machlokas Tanam there, but Pashas, we hold that one needs it during the day. Okay, two major discussions in this, the topic. Again, there's more, but we'll just mention two important issues of Miksas Hayom Kikulo. And that is, start with the Gemara that Tosas quotes. Tosas quotes a Machlokas between Reb Yossi and the Rabbanon. Daf Pei Aleph, second line in Tosfos. Dibur Maskil HaRoeh. Dekamar l'Reb Yossi d'amar miksas hayom kekulo v'zava sherasa b'shvi'i shela einos oseres la'achar tefila. What happens if a zava on her seventh day of Shiva Nikiyim, she goes to the mikvah in the middle of her seventh day, and then she has a re'iyah after that? So Pashas, we hold, is that it's oseres. So Sarah, what do you mean? She didn't have Shiva Nikiyim. It undermines it. Reb Yossi holds, no. Reb Yossi holds that it does not undermine it. Does not undermine, ain't no so Sarah's la'achar tefila. Right? It's not so Sarah's. And why? Why? What's the svara? Miksiyim kekulo. As long as you have miksiyim kekulo on day 7, Reb Yossi holds that it's not so Sarah's. So the Gemara there asks, how do you ever have a zava gemura? How do you ever have a zava? Why? Because let's say, if you say there's a miksiyim kekulo by every morning, so by every shemaras yom keneged yom, she wakes up in the morning, she has a minute of nikiyah, she'll never be considered a zava gedola, seeing 3 days in a row. Because every day has the morning that was clean. So you're right, the Gemara answers is only if shofas, if she sees straight, she doesn't have any time that she is not seeing, or she sees ben hashmashas between day 2 and day 3, so then she doesn't even have the morning. But either way, that's Reb Yossi's opinion. On day 7, you would say miksas hayom kekulo. The question is, we also hold of the principle of miksas hayom kekulo. So what is the machlokes between Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan? That is one question. There are others as well, but we'll start with that one. And that is the Achronim explained, the Reb Halchanan and the Kovas Ha'aris in Simen Lamed Tes. The Chazon Ish writes this in Yoredei and Simen Tzadik Beis. Other Achronim all say, how do we look at the Miksas Hayom Kekulo? Right, what's the Chakira? Two ways to understand it. Do we say Miksas Hayom is Kekulo? It's Kekulo meaning it's as if you had the whole day. Miksas Hayom is Kekulo. It's as if you had Kilu Yesh Kulo. As if you had the whole thing. Right? Or no. Miksas kekulo means all you need is miksas. Miksas hayom does the same thing that kulo usually does for you, and that is give you the result that you need. No, it's not as if you have kulo, but you have the result that you need. Miksas is all you need. Miksas is kekulo in terms of result, not in terms of process. So that's the two ways to understand miksas kekulo, different ways of explaining it. Rav Soloveitchik as well says this. Rav Schechter quotes this in Ikvei Atzon in Simen Yud Zayin. In Oz Gimel, he quotes these two understandings similar formulation into Mixas Yom Kakulo. His formulation is, does Mixas Hayom split the day into two? And as long as the first half of the day is fine, so that's it. Meaning, all you need is Mixas. Or you say, no, it's just what you did counts as if you had the entire day. So maybe that's the Machlokas of Yossi and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's all you need is, I'll read it to you from the Ikviat Zone. They argue, Pligi Rabbi Yossi v'chachamim begeder din Mixas Yom Kakulo. V'aliba de Rabbi Yossi geder halachahu dinechshav kilu chilaknu asayom l'shayim. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's as if you split the day into two, meaning all you need is the Mixas. V'sof hayom ha'achron shalom alos einenu mishtech or elam alos. You don't need the second half of the first half. U'keilu yom achron, it's as if that second half is a different day. And that's why, even if she feel tira hazava b'sofa yom latisul afreya, because as if she saw a different day. Rak tatami mekarna lahaba belvan. What's going to be matami mekarna lahaba? Ki sof hayom ashvi einenu od chelak me'ashiv nekiyim to name it to be in a shein naki. No, it's separate. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Achin aliba derabana. No, adayin mamshicha malos at sof hayom mamish. No, it continues. No, you need until sof hayom naki. Why? Because Mixas Hayom Kakulo mi Mixas Hayom is as if you had the whole day, but if the whole day really undermines what happened at the beginning of the first half of the day, then that undermines. You can't say Mixas Hayom is Kikulo if something happened. So sometimes there's nothing that needs to undermine it. For example, the last day of Shiva. Mixas Hayom, you do a little nihug in the morning, so that's it. It's as if you did the whole day. There's not shy have to talk about. There's something that's undermining. Just by a Zava, you know, there's something undermining it. So if you do a niyug in the morning, but it's not enough. It's maspik that you do something in the mixas to be yotze for the whole day. But if the whole day undermines, the real whole day undermines what happened earlier, that would be a problem. So that is one nafkamina machlokas of Yossi in the Rabbanan. Another interesting machlokas that relates to this is the machlokas in Moed Katan and Daf Yutes, the machlokas Abishol and the Rabbanan, whether the last day of Shiva could also count for the first day of Shloshim. Rahman al-Islam, let's say somebody's sitting Shiva and day 7 is Erev Yontif. Day 7 is Erev Yontif. So do we say that day 7, the morning of day 7 is the last day of Shiva, the first day, and also the beginning of day 7 is the last day of Shiva, but also can be counted as the first day of Shloshim, and therefore, when Yontif comes, boom, there's no more Shloshim. Do we say that Yom Shvi'i Ole L'kan U'lekan, or not? No, this is the last day of Shiva, but it's not counted as Shloshim. That's the Machlokas, Abishol, and the Rabbanan. And again, Rav Soloveitchik says, Klomer, Im Nifsaka L'gamri Hamalos David L'Shiva, but Tchilas Hayom HaShvi'i, U'memela Nechshav, Ki Hiskel B'niyeg Avelos L'Shloshim, B'sof Hayom, U'kshenichas Yantif, Nispal L'Gzira Shloshim. Oh, that's like Rabbi Yossi says, Mixas is Mixas, that's all you need. Oh, Dineima, T'lo Nifsaka Hamalos T'Shiva, but Tchilas Hayom, no, it's just that the Nihukim of Avelos, all you need is in the morning. That's all you need, but not that. It's as if the day is split that you have the mixas. Again, that is two machlokas that could be tali on our issue. Again, mixing with kulo, is it that as if you had kulo or you don't even need kulo? Similar discussion is had by Rubo Kikulo in Sugis of Rubo Kikulo when it comes to shechting to rove shnayim of an animal. Do we say it's as if you did the whole shnayim? Or no, you don't have to do rove shnayim. You have to, as long as you have Rove, right, Ruba Kakulo. And that relationship of Ruba Kakulo to Bittel Barov, again, there's a lot to talk about, but that's all one issue. How do you look at the principle of Mixing of Kakulo? The other issue brought up is, again, in that same piece, in Ikvei Atzon, Rav Shechter quotes Achronim, who asked the question that you know there's an answer to. It's not like a question that we're not going to have an answer. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyon HaShas Nazir, quotes the Rabbi Panu, who says, why don't we say Mixing of Kakulo by Shabbos? You know, I have a busy day, a busy night tonight, so you know what, why not say Mixing of Kakulo? I already observed most of Shabbos, even most in the morning, so why don't I say Mixing of Kakulo by Shabbos? Or by Yontif? Or we just had Tisha B'Av? No, Mixing of Kakulo, and therefore I fasted most of the day, that's good enough. Why don't you say that? So, Rav Yosef Engel explains in Nazir, he quotes that you only have Mixing of Kakulo you don't have that by Dvarim Shebekdusha. Bekdusha, you don't want to shorten. You don't want to shorten it. Mixing of Kakulo you have by Shiva, by Tumah. That's what you have it. By good things, you don't want to have it shorter of. Okay, that's a nice hashkafic halachic point. You know, but he says, on for Kedusha, Adaraba, you want to be Mosif, Michal HaKodesh, Tosefa Shabbat, Tosefa Yantif. Okay, that's what he suggests. Rabbi Zengel doesn't like it, really. He calls other Achronim, because he says, what about Nazirus? Nazirus is Kedusha, and we say Mixliyam Kekulo, unless you take the Rambam's approach that the Nazir is a Chote. Again, but this might be a Machlokas, Achronim, out of you Nazirus, or out of you, this might also connect to the Chakira Mixliyam Kekulo. But the Rav Soloveitchik said that no, you don't apply it by these items. Why? A straightforward answer. Mixing of Kekulo only applies when you're counting a unit of time. When you're counting what he calls a melos. You're counting a unit of time. It's not a calendaric day. A calendaric day is a calendaric day. Boom, it's Shabbos. You can't end Shabbos earlier because it's still Shabbos. Objectively, it's still Shabbos. Shiva, Shloshim, Shiva Nikiyam. That's a personal counting of a unit of time. That's where we apply Mixliyam Kekulo. If you have into the seventh, right, that's Mixliyam Kekulo. Right, not for now, just reminded me by saying into the seventh in terms of waiting into the sixth hour for Milchix. Where did that come from? So that's based on the Minna came from, you know, into the, probably Mixas Ha Sha'a Kekulo. Into the sixth, Roba the sixth. Again, this is all came, the most minhagim in halacha come from some type of halacha as a branch out. So the pashas came from here. Even the Derech Aga, by the way, the real sources talk about six, not into the sixth. Even though the Rambam has the lashon of kishe shows, the Shulchan Aruch took out the k. The Shulchan Aruch just says she shows, not kishe shows. Anyway, end of the brackets, back to our discussion. So Rav Soloveitchik says it only applies to a melos, it only applies to a unit of time that one is counting. But that is not the only item that is needed to say Mixliyam Kekulo. There's another item which he proves from other sources. Again, feel free to look at in Be'ikveh Hatzon, Simin Yud Zayin, where it's a whole piece about Mixliyam Kekulo. He talks about, A, one needs a unit of time, and number two, one needs a nihug. One needs something positive that one needs to do that reflects that this is a day of counting. So, where does this come up? Again, there are other rayas, but I'll just quote you one. The Shulchan Aruch says, all the way at the end of Yaradeya, Mixas Yom Kekulo could apply on the last day of Shiva, could apply on the last day of Shloshim. But, the Shulchan Aruch says, it does not apply on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh. For a parent, as we know, Avelis goes for a year, it does not apply, Mixas Yom Kekulo does not apply. The end of Shin Sadakei, Misha Meis Aviv O'ima B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lo Amrinan B'Chavtes Ba'adar Sha'acharav Mixas Yom Kekulo, El Atzarach Linhog Dvar Ma'asurim B'Yud Beis Chodesh Ad She'ikanis B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You need a full 12 months. Taz, why? Taz quotes the Shumas Hadeshen, because Mixas Hayom Kekulo only applies to Yomim. Yomim and not Chadashim. So Shiva, what's the unit that makes up Shiva? Days. What that makes up months? Also days. It's 30 days. It's not 4 weeks. But what makes up Yud Beis Chodesh? Yud Beis Chodesh. A din of Chadashim, and therefore it doesn't apply. The Kol Shetali B'Minyan Yomim, Amrina Mixas Yom Achron Kekulo. Mashenkin, Ba'Velus, Tetali B'Yud Beis Chodesh, Bechol Duchti, V'Yimkein, Imtomer, Mixas Kekulo, Lo Yitzarek Lezala Raksas Mechodesh. Mixas Achodesh Kekulo, you won't have to wait till the last day. That's why Zev Vada Eino, the Taz says, doesn't apply. That's what the Taz says. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, he gives a different answer. He says, you know why it doesn't apply? Because there's no nihug when it comes to the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. There are, when it comes to the end of Shiva and Shloshim, there's positive nihugim that Chazal instituted. But when it comes to the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, there are no nihugim. He says, "Davelos Yud Beis Chodesh like a niyuklau." Vinyan mixim kekulo gidro the sagi binihug betchilas hayom ha'akron shalmalos. Together chiyav avelos shiva. Shiva is shiya navel ha'avelos atzmo benivel meruba and shloshim is shiya navel es atzmo benivel b'mixas. Achin gather Yud Beis Chodesh haynu shi maneh ha'avelos atzmo mi mosaros u'mitanugim. One should stay away from enjoyments and simcha, but not a positive nihug. And therefore, Mixliyam Kekulo would not apply on that day. Okay, two discussion of Mixliyam Kekulo, the Chakira and Melos with nihug, in Ikvei Hatzon Simin Yud Zayin. And now we continue. Says the Gemara of Atana Rabbanon. So again, remember, we are in the discussions of Yud Aleph Yom, the Zava, who saw on the last day, and She does not have a Yom Shimur in her days of Ziva. It's going into days of Nida. Machlokas Bashanah Beisila. So the Brisa first says it again. Tana Rabbanan. Vishavin b'tovelas Laila l'Zava. Sheina Tfila. They both agree that Tfilas Laila for a Zava does not work. Tfilas Laila for a Zava does not work. In a regular case, Rashi says, V'yalva v'isha chalukah Beisila b'ra Yom Yud Aleph v'tala l'Erev she'p'termina karban. She's put up from a karban there. That's only because of Yom Yud Aleph does not require Shimur. But a Zava Kitana during Yud Aleph Yom requires Shimur, and she can't go to the mikveh that night. Both agree to that. V'shav in b'ra b'toch Yud Aleph Yom v'tala l'Erev, and they both agree, if she did go to the mikveh that night, v'shim shesha m'tama mishka v'moshav v'chayvim b'karban. That's an Issa d'Araisa. Lo nech l'ku el b'yom Yud Aleph Yom, only on day 11, the last day, is there Machlokes Beishami Omri Matami Mishkav Moshav V'Chayiv Makarban. Beishami still says that's a daraisa. If you don't have the mixas of the next day, then it's daraisa, even though it's going into days of Nida. Or Beisol poaching me carbon. Beisol patters from a carbon. He has the chilek of Tumah and Karban. Amru lahem Beishami the Beisol. So now the Brisa expands. Beishami says the Beisol Maishto Yom Yud Alav Yom Toch Yud Aleph. What's the difference between today and yesterday? The day 11 and the day during 11. Im shivah la tumah lo yishvah la karban. You agree to me, Beis Hillel, that she's tamei tonight. So why isn't she chayav a karban tonight? Sounds like Beis Shammai assumes that Beis Hillel is a din d'araisa. That's what it sounds like he assumes, which is not true. Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says Beis Shammai 1 second. Lo, it's a big difference. Im amarta b'toch Yud Aleph yom. That within Yud Aleph, Shekin Yom Shalachra Mitzarif Yom Aleziva. The next day can be Mitzarif to become a Zava Gadola. Tom Rubi Yom Yud Aleph, Shein Yom Shalachra Vishin Mitzarif Yom Aleziva. Unlike on the day of Yud Aleph, which the day afterwards is not Mitzarif Laziva. So Amru Lohem Beishamai. Beishamai says, Hashumi Dosechem. Be consistent. Im shivalo l'tuma yishvalo l'karban, v'im lo yishvalo l'karban, lo yishvalo l'tuma. I don't understand. How can you say tuma, yes, karban, no? So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says back, 1 second, you do the same thing. Well, 1 second, before that. Im hevi nuhu l'dei l'tuma l'hachmer, lo nevi'e l'dei karban l'hakel, I'll be machmer and say they're tamei. But to say that they are chayiv a karban and they will bring chulin ba'azara, there's a risk factor, there's a downside. So you can't say that. Va'od, and Beis Hillel says number two, midivrechem atem noshchem. You are bitten, or some have the girsa of noshavin, you are contradicted from your own shita. Why? Because look later in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai, you also agree in one situation that there is a distinction between Tumah and Karban. Sha'atem omrin, tavla yom shala acharav, v'shimsha. What if she went to the mikveh for the next day? V'shimsha v'achar achrasa. Right, the next day. So then you had some mixem kakulo, so matami mishkav moshe, b'termina karban. You agree to that. So afatem mishvim midoseichem. So you too, Beis Shammai, why don't you be consistent? Why aren't you consistent? Im shivalo l'tumah lo yishvalo l'karban. V'im lo yishve, im lo shivalo l'karban, lo yishvalo l'tumah. Right, you're not consistent. Ella, what are you going to tell me? L'hachmer v'lo l'hakel. Oh, you're machmer for tumah, and but you're not meiko for karban. So achanami l'hachmer v'lo l'hakel. So to me. So that's a little expanded approach to the discussion of the Brisa and the Mishnah's discussion that we had about the last day. Good. Stop there before Rav Huna. Chashuk Echemed brings it up here. We could have spoken about it any day of the last 10, but he brings it up here. We'll mention it here. It's about, we're talking about Tevila. So he brings up a question about Tevila. I think I mentioned last week the interesting case about Nida using a mikvah without paying because you make a bracha and you pass in yes. Here's another interesting one. Im Nida yechola litbol b'ma'ayan shel nes. Could a Nida use a mikvah from that was created b'derach nes? Okay, that was like the Ma'ayan that was Nivra to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai when he was in the Ma'ara. So he says, I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, yes, she can make a bracha. How do you know this? It's a medrash. Again, Baki, the Bekius Nifla of this Rav Chaim Kanievsky is again shown here. A Baki Nifla, the medrash says, in the Otzer HaMidrashim on Chanukah, one of the gzeiros that the Yavanim made was that any woman who goes to the mikvah is going to get killed. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael said, I don't know what to do. So they just started staying home. But it was too much for them. And the Yavanim heard about this. Okay, they said, okay. They're not being with their husbands. We're going to take them. So then they said, Oyvei, so Bnei Yisrael wanted to be with their wives, even without Tevila. Rabbono Shel Olam, Balkarchenu, Shlobatov Asenu, Sheina Risha, Rotzeli, Shitak, Azbaila, Below Nasa. Right, it's very difficult. Amar Lamakadosh Baruch Hu, Hov Asisim, Below Kavana, Ani Atar Etzchem. Upasach Lekolechad Ve'echad Ma'ayan B'toch Beso. V'hayu Nisheyem Tovos B'toch Beisehem. V'niskayim Aleyem, Ushafta Mayim B'sason Mimenei HaYishua. Okay, beautiful. So a medrash that says Bederach Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Mayanos within their own houses. So you see, there were Tovelos in there. That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Oh, and what about the following? Now, I'm not sure if this is still Rav Chaim Kanievsky, or now this is Rav Zilberstein, who quotes the Balaturim. Balaturim on the third well that the Avdei Yitzchak dug. Rechovos. Right, what is Rechovos? So the Balaturim says, Kineged Yavon, Shegazru Shlo Yitzbulu Kedei Lamona Mipir Yavarivya, V'nasa Lahem Neis V'nizdami Lahem Mikva B'bayis L'Kolechad V'Echad, and that's Ufarinu V'aretz, by Rechovos. Ufarinu V'aretz is a remnant to that. Oh, wow, that's a medrash. But there's also a Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Zayin, that there used to be a, or there will be, a Ma'ayan that will go out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a little stream, and as it goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's going to get bigger and bigger. When it starts out, it's just like the width of an antenna of a grasshopper. And when it gets to the beginning of the Heichal, it gets to the, like a thread. And when it gets to the Ulam, it gets thicker. When it gets to the door of the Azara, it's like a Pach Katan. And after it's Miskaverva Oleh, until it gets out of the base of Mikdash, and it becomes a Nachal Shotef, a large river, Shebo Rochatsin, Zavin Vizavos Nidos Vyoldos. We don't focus so much on that last line, but he says, this Mayan is coming out of Kodesh Kodashim, which Pashtus is a Mayan Shel Derech Neis, what's going out of the Kodesh Kodashim. It says that there could be Tovelos in there. Okay, that is the discussion. Gee, this is part of a larger issue, he doesn't quote it, but you doing mitzvahs with something that was Bederech Neis. Right, this is a mikvah b'derech neis. What about mitzvahs b'derech neis? The Taz, some might be familiar with the Taz in Hilchas Chanukah. The Taz, the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, in Tapresh Ayin, dealing with the famous question of the Beis Yosef, about why Chanukah is 8 days and not 7 days. After all, the first day also was, the first day was not a neis. So he says, look there in the Beis Yosef's answers. So the Taz says, I don't like those answers. This is my answer. V'linir l'tarets. This is the fourth answer out of 500. V'linir l'tarets. T'la mafreya anu roin, shegam b'layla rishona haya neis. No, we realize that even on day two, they realize even the first one was a neis. Why? Because the Zohar says that neis and bracha is only chal on something that's there. When the Navi asked the woman, what do you have in your house? When he was going to pour all the oil and keep pouring and keep pouring. So too here, says the Taz. If everything was used up from the first night, then there would be a makom l'neis l'chol al shum davar. It must be there was left over from the first night. So even the first night it was a neis, that's why the bracha could be chal on that. Because you need something in the world for the neis, you need something physical that's there for a neis to be chal on. But what do you see? The oil that was left over was neis oil. And they used that oil for Chanukah candle, for the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So that's one of the rayas that's quoted in this sugya of using items of nisim for chefsa shel mitzvos. Okay, we continue now. Amar Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, Mishkavo Moshava Shebesheni, Beshame Mitam, and Avabisha Tavla, Avabisha La Rasa. A chiddush. This is Rav Huna's statement. On the Sheni, on a Shomeris Yom Day, if a Zava sits, Mishkava Moshev sits on something, even if she had gone to the mikvah, even though she didn't see anymore, Beishamai says they are Tame, on a Durabana level. Beishamai is Matame on a Yom Shmira, right? Rashi says that Durabana lachat fila rasa, my time, why? Well, let's just see it in the Gemara. The Gemara says it, my time, akivan dilu chazi matama, hashanami matamia. Because if right now she would see, she would uproot this Yom Shimur, so even if she doesn't see, right now on a drabbanon level, we are going to be matama here. Okay, that's Rav Huna's Shita, that Beishamai holds that on the Yom Shimur of a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, she is matama with drabbanon and Mishkav Moshev. So is that correct? So Amar of Yosef, my kamash melantanina. First Rav Yosef says, well, that's obvious. We learned it in our Mishnah. Why? Our Mishnah says, Tavla, Yom Shalach, Rav Shem Shez, Beis Savach, Achrasa, Beishamai Omer, Metame, Mishkav, Osum, Moshavos, Betermina, Karban. Beishamai says that in the case that she saw on day 11, so then she sees again on day 12, but seeing on day 12 is as if she didn't see. Right, because that's in her days of Nida. So isn't that parallel? Seeing on day 12 as if she didn't see. And Beis Shammai says, "Betami Mishkav Moshavos." So and Purim Karbon, which is Drabanan. So Amar Rav Kahana, no, Ross Hashani, no, there's a difference. She saw. Amar Rav Yosef, he Ross Amayavi, Riyas Nidahi. So what that she saw? It's Riyas Nida, it's not a Riyas Zava. Amalei by Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana Hachi Kakashule. No, this was Rav Kahana's problem and his defense that our Mishnah is not the same exact case. Bishlama Hecha Derasa, if she saw, even though it was a Riyas Nida, Gazrina Riyah Denida, Atariyah Dezava. I understand why in the Mishnah we would say Tameh, because it is a Riyah, and it makes sense to be Gozer, Riyas Nida, Atariyah Zava. Ela Hecha Delo Rasa, Ma Nigzarbel. But if she didn't see, what's the Gzera? What? Because if she would see today, but there's no Raya from the Mishnah to that. The Mishnah is a case of Riyah. Rav Huna is saying, even if she didn't see, the Mishnah is not a Raya. Number one. Number two, the Otznan, and also another question we have on Rav Huna, Haror Riyah Achas Shel Zav. The Mishnah says in Zavim. The first Mishnah in Zavim, Haror Riyah. So we're getting a kiyum of doing the last Mesechtas in Taras, because all we're doing is Nida. Haror Riyah Achas Shel Zav. If a Zav, a man, has one Riyah, Beishamei Omrim Kishomeres Yom Kineged Yom. What is his status? What is the man's status after having one Riyah? Remember, a man doesn't have to have, it does not totally on days, it's totally on Riyos. He could have three in one day to make him a Zav. But if he has one Riyah, what's his status after one Riyah? Beishamei Omrim Kishomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Beishamei says he has the status of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, meaning the same status as on day two, right? That anything he touches is totally. It's totally. We don't know what's going to be if he's going to have another Re'iyah. No. Bisosim is like a Balkari, like a regular Tful Yom. Like a regular Tful Yom is like a Balkari. And he starts from Eiser Sheni right away. But the important point so far is, as Rashi says at the end, K'tani Miha, Le Beishamai Shomeres Yom Azabar, Re'iyah Rishon Ashavin. Beishamai compares a Zav after one Re'iyah and a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Keep that in mind. Step one. Again, a Zav, Reish Shammai compares a Zav, one Re'iyah, and a Shomeres Yom. Vitanya, and we continue, we'll get to the question soon. Hameset as a Re'iyah, if somebody moves the Re'iyah, the liquid that came out of his Zav after his first Re'iyah, if somebody moves it, Meset. Remember we had the Rambam in Ilchos Tumas Meis that says this is a form of Tumas Masa. Hameset as a Re'iyah, Beish Shammai Omrim, Tolin. Beish Shammai says, well, you have to wait and see if something happens. You have to wait and see if he has another Re'iyah. You're told if he has another Re'iyah. And if he has another Re'iyah, so then what? Rashi says on the third line, he's going to be a Zav Gomer Lumafreya, and this will be Ziva Lumafreya, and it'll be Matame. Obeisel Matarin, Beisel says no. Beisel says don't worry about after one Re'iyah, just like he was only called a Balkari, so too his Ziva doesn't have to, you don't go backwards. That's Beisel. Third line. Next line of the Braisa, Mishkavo su Moshava Shvein Re'iyah Rishon or Rishon Re'iyah Shniyah. And what about anything that he sits on after his first Re'iyah? Beishamai Tolin, as we said, because we're worried. Or Beisilo Mitarin. And Beisilo is Mitar, because no, he's just a Balkari. A Balkari doesn't create status as a Mishkav Moshav. But Viktani Reisha, but again, what did the first line of the Mishnah say? Back on Amud Aleph, Haror Re'iyah Acha Shel Zav, Beishamai Omrim Kishomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Beishamai says that a Zav after the first Re'iyah is like a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And what did we just say? According to Beis Shammai, what are the Mishkavos and Mushavos after Zav one Re'iyah? It's Tolin. That's against Rav Huna, who said it's Vaday Tamei Derabanan. Alma Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Beis Shammai Tolin. That's the Kasha. How could Rav Huna say that according to Beis Shammai, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on her Yom Shimur is Tamei Vaday Derabanan? We see from here that it's only Tolin. That's the question on Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers, Lo Tema Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Ela'ema Kaboel Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. You're right. This last source is really, Rav Huna is talking about a Shomeres Yom. It is Tamei Vaday Derabanan. These cases that we're talking about is one step removed. It's the Boel Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. That's who we say is Tolin. So Gemara says, what's the difference? They should be the same level. Maishna ihu delomatami mishkav amoshav and maishna ihi dematami yaleh. What's the difference between her and him? So the Gemara answers, ihu delo shkrihi baidamim. He doesn't, it's not shkriach that he has dam coming out of him, right? It's just the bowl needs. Well, gazer b'rabanan. It's not so parallel. You don't need to make a gzeira. E the shlichi, but damim gazer b'rabanan. But she shchiach dam. So Rabbanan were gozer by her. Umayshna mishkav moshav de matam yalei. Umayshna bo el delo matam yalei. And why do we focus on her mishkav moshav and not on his? So the Gemara answers again, Mishkav Moshav the Shkiach Matam Yilei, Boel, Delo Shkiach Lo Matam Yilei. Her Mishkav Moshav is more common than being with a man, a Boel, this woman. Tosfos discusses here, didn't we basically ask the same thing twice in a row? Tosfos the Rascal Mai discusses, isn't this the same exact question? So Tosfos deals with, one is more focused on him, one is more focused on her. Either way. Okay, so this was all though, we answered up for Rav Huna. Answered up for Rav Huna, and we're going to try one more. Again, Rav Huna, who says that according to Beis Shammai, Mishkavu Moshavos are Vadai Tamei Durabanan, even though she doesn't see, even though she had gone to the mikvah. While this last discussion was only the Boel, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, and not the actual Boel Yom herself. Okay, one more question on Rav Huna, and that is from our Mishnah. Tnan. Tavol Yom Shala Achara V'Shimsha Harezu Tar Bezra'a. Everybody agrees, though, that if she was tovelet on the next day, right, tavla yom shela acharav, and then she was mishameshes as besa, Beis Hillel calls that tarbus ra'a. This is talking about within the 11 days. Within her Yumei Ziva, and she just doesn't wait, and she jumps the gun, and she's with her husband that day, that everything is tolen. Tavla yom shela acharav shim shah rezu tarbus ra'a. Maga asanu bilasan tuluyin. So ma'ila divriya koldi, isn't that according to everybody, that it's tolui, even according to Beis Shammai, it's not tolmi d'rabanan? So Mary says, lo, Beis Hillel hi. No, it is Beis Hillel. Titanya, it's only Beis Hillel, Titanya, because as we have, Amar lahem. There's a big question of the Girsa here. The Gra takes out Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda couldn't have spoken to Beis Hillel. So he puts in Beis Shammai. So we'll go with that Girsa. Amar lahem Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel. V'chila zu atem koren tarbis ra. This is tarbis ra? V'alonis kavi ze'el levos anida. Why is this just tarbis ra? They had kavanah to be bol nida here on the day. Someone says, nida salgadaydach? No, ela'im alivla zav. It's a zava. They had kavanah to be bol zava. Zava salgadaydach? It's not a mamish zava. Ela'im alivla shomeres yom keneged yom. So you see, Beis Shammai is getting very upset at Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that it's tolin, and Beis Shammai saying, no, he's very upset. So obviously, Beis Shammai holds something more chamor, which is Rav Huna's Tamei Vadai Dirabanan. Boom, stop there by Itmar. The idea of jumping the gun, that we say that that's what this person, this man and woman are doing, you might as well just wait. For jumping the gun, there are a number of mitzvahs that have to do with jumping the gun, that something is appropriate, but if you jump the gun, it is not appropriate. Obviously, one of the more mitzvahs that's what it's all about is the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says, "Kol ha'ochel matzah be'Erev Pesach kilo bol arusasa be'beis chamav." It says, if you're with your arusa but without nisuin, so that's jumping the gun. But there are other mitzvahs as well, just to mention two of them that have to do with jumping the gun, so to speak, and not doing things in the proper order. The mitzvah ayin beis, actually, first we'll do peites. Mitzvah peites is the isser of having chametz in your house while you do the Karban Pesach. Right, the isser of losoch al chametz dam zivchi, losishcha al chametz dam zivchi, that's the mitzvah in Parsha Mishpatim. The Chinuch says, Mishorshiya mitzvah, lefisha kfiyus zman, v'chol ha'inyanu mukim asiyasan. Zman, time is of utmost importance in Yahadus. Yadu ha'davar eitzel kol adam. V'yalkein bedvar ha'pesach, shu davar gadol etzleinu b'kiyim adas. Hashem says, it's got to be in order. You got to do an order. First get rid of your chametz, and then do the Pesach. Don't jump the gun and do the Pesach first. Or the other one to mention is mitzvah ayin beis in the chinuch, and that is going out of order with your biku, with your order of bikurim, truma, trumas meiser, meiser rishon, v'chulu. So again, I want to give truma. No, do it in order. Don't jump the gun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you exactly when to do things, how to do things, and what. The when, the why, the what, the how. So we shouldn't jump the gun because that would be violating exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Okay, Rabosai, you know what? We will stop here by Itmar. We'll start with the Machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish tomorrow. We'll start with Itmar as we get into the last daf in Shas. Nida Ayin Gimel coming up, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.